a podcast about nothing.
Hey, did you hear that thing about Brett stuff?
When did tacos become illegal?
I think Donald Trump should be president.
Biker talk. Why is it that it's okay for somebody to inappropriately touch somebody, but it's not okay for someone not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I was reading this article, and I just couldn't quite wrap my head around the fact that it's okay for black people to be discriminated against. Since when did coffee makers become so fucking expensive?
You know, there's a Starbucks and every single Dunkin' Donuts?
Every entrance is an exit, and every exit is an entrance.
Hey, you know Valentine's Day is actually celebrating a mass murder?
I freaking love pancakes, dude. Pancakes are life. I'll give you some meat. Oh!
Hi guys, and welcome to the second episode of the Hijinks TV podcast. Today we will be interviewing Kelly Redd. We will be discussing a whole bunch of different things. We'll be talking a little bit about, Donald Trump. and we'll be discussing a little bit about an awesome freaking podcast that everybody should check out called Citizen Radio. That's right, we're going to be plugging Citizen Radio a lot through this podcast. So hold on tight, because here it goes.
Check yeah. One.
Check one.
Two,
three, four. Are we here?
Six.
Seven.
Roger that.
Oh, shit.
Do we have clearance?
No, we don't have clearance. oh, shit. I almost knocked over my beer.
Don't do that.
Okay. So, Kelly, you're going to Ireland for Christmas.
I'm going to Ireland for Christmas.
Oh, are you excited?
I am so excited. I'm going to spend Christmas on a farm in Ireland. Never done that before. I hear it involves a lot of whiskey and reading books next to a fireplace.
Ooh.
Because it's supposed to be very cold.
Very nice.
Yeah, and then I'm going to party my butt off in Dublin. In old Dublin.
Ooh.
Old Dublin.
Are you gonna turn down for what in Dublin?
Turn
up for what?
That's what's gonna happen in Dublin.
We're gonna turn up for what? In Dublin.
Oh, wiki awesome. Wiki.
That's awesome. You know, I feel like we should kind of like talk like we're on NPR a little bit. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hijinks TV podcast. It's a good thing.
It's a good day here at the Hijinks TV podcast.
Yes, it is very nice outside.
How has your day been?
My day has been quite splendid. Excuse me while I grab my organic tea.
Ooh,
sip on it ever so
that
slightly.
That tea does look very nice. Very healthy.
Oh, yes. I have to make sure that I sip very loud, so that way everyone knows I'm sipping tea, like a douchebag.
Yeah.
They don't make tea like that in China.
Or water.
It could have technically been water.
Or beer.
Or beer.
As I am enjoying.
Right? Oh, man.
So what are you going to do for the holidays, Blake?
Oh, so are you ready for this? It's going to be the most fun holidays ever. Let's start off with Halloween. I have no fucking clue what I'm doing for Halloween yet.
Me neither.
Thanksgiving, let's get on that.
Ooh, Thanksgiving train.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving
we're
train.
Jump right
one.
Into that.
That's a good one.
I'm going out to Gulliver's with my stepmom because I don't want to fucking cook.
Gulliver's, that sounds fun.
I've never been there before and I hear it's really good food.
You know what? My family, we get so excited about Thanksgiving that we actually like start talking about it a couple months before and we phrase it as talk dirty to me because instead of sexting, we're talking Thanksgiving side dishes.
That is awesome.
Like,
we
literally
that.
Be like, mashed potatoes. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Stuffing. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't do that.
I love it. Thanksgiving is a good holiday. It's the one holiday where you can stuff your face and you don't have to feel guilty because, well, it's Thanksgiving. You're supposed to.
And it's better, actually. The more you stuff your face, the more festive you're being.
Exactly.
Celebration of our country.
Exactly. But then you always have that weird uncle who gets a little too drunk on Thanksgiving and decides to put the bird on his fucking bird.
I feel like sometimes I'm that aunt, though, that gets too drunk on Thanksgiving. Like, I'm the one that rolls in and is like, sweet, who's got the spiked eggnog or the whiskey in a glass? Let's do this. And the rest of my family with their kids are like, hey, good food. Let's go to bed early. And I'm like, who's got the whiskey?
Too much whiskey can be a good thing.
Don't worry about Aunt Kelly, kids. She's fine.
She's fine. She's tired. She's
she
very
ate
too tired.
Much.
She ate too much turkey.
Get over here, kids.
Let Aunt Kelly tell you what's going
Let
on.
Let me tell you about life.
Your mom's a bitch.
Well, I can always, you know, throw out the C word like I did at Easter.
Oh, you know, that's very festive. You know, I think Jesus Christ himself said that's where...
I believe he did. I believe it is words a word directly from Jesus Christ. I'll see you next Tuesday, is what he said.
He said that onto the pilgrims who then ate the turkey that they were trying to save.
It's in the Bible, guys.
It's in the Bible, and then they killed all the Indians because they're, well, a bunch of white people.
That's also in the Bible.
That's also in the Bible. It's right there, 5-4 in the Book of Opinions.
the Book of Lunch.
The Book of Lunch. The Book of Holidays. The real shit that went down.
That book's hidden. It's very important.
It's actually in the Old Testament. So no one really reads the Old Testament anymore because we're not a bunch
of... The Old Testament.
Yeah, it was before Leviticus. This was like pre-fucking horrible times.
They burned it in Leviticus.
They did, yeah.
They burned the old one.
And the only time you can ever hear that book is when, well, you're in a Catholic church. Because, you know, I guess I was kind of fucked up to say, I apologize. No, I'm actually not sorry.
Because Catholics like to drink.
They like to drink.
Like Irish people.
little fun fact for you, actually Donald Trump fact for you. Most Catholics are Irish.
I didn't know that.
Statistics show...
That's interesting.
Show that there are more Christian Mexicans and more Irish Catholics. And you'd actually be really, really surprised to figure out that there's a lot of Chinese Mormons.
Did he really say that?
No, but it sounds like something that he would say.
Right? In China.
In China.
The Mormons in China.
In China.
I would love to hear him say something about Catholic Irish, like try to do an Irish accent. A Trump Irish accent. Right. Can you imagine?
Well, first he'd have to
start talking about leprechauns or something.
I just picture him grabbing a beer. he has to be racist. Yeah. You know how it is. You know, when he went to Mexico and he wore a sombrero because he was trying to, you know, can you stop biting me, please? Please stop biting me. Here.
I can't stop biting you.
I just had to grab
my shoe.
No, I was trying to reach in between your legs. What do you think I was doing? Trying to grab her by the pussy.
I think you're really committing to this Trump character.
Oh, sorry. Is that a little too much locker room talk for you guys?
Yeah.
Let me calm it down. Let me.
It's okay. We're
back
in the locker room. We're in the locker room. Oh, it's okay. We're in the safe zone. We're in the circle of trust.
Yeah, and actually, because I'm going through a transition right now. I am in the women's locker room, but in a Donald Trump world, that's not okay. So I better get out of here.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird if you started grabbing her by the pussy in the women's locker room. I don't know if that would be acceptable.
I don't know. Trump seems to think it might be acceptable.
Just
If you want to grab some women by the pussy, you might as well vote for him, because you know he's going to make that a law. Every man can grab a pussy. Gay, straight, bi, whatever.
That's true. I would vote for that amendment.
Fuck abortions and make sure that the freaking we go ahead and make all of our women get molested.
Grab them by the pussy.
Yeah. Make sure they're all good.
Abortions are no longer legal, but grabbing pussy is.
Right.
All day, every day.
America. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, so we just totally went off the deep end with that. We went from a simple NPR thing to, well, fuck Trump.
Doesn't every NPR thing go towards fuck Trump, though?
Well, yes, it does.
So Blake's deciding what he's going to be for Halloween.
So it's any... Okay, so this is the Hijinks TV podcast, so I'm assuming that you've seen our YouTube channel. I'm choosing between Fuckface Donnie and Rasta Ricky. I'm not quite sure. I was also thinking that I could also be Chef Bradley. That'd be kind of fun,
Bradley?
Too. Oh, you haven't seen Chef Bradley yet.
No.
We're going to have to watch a restaurant review.
Is that a hijinks thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's one of my characters. Chef Bradley.
Well, I'm going to be a pink lady.
Oh.
From Greece.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's entirely based off of finding a costume that's very easy to do and cheap and comfortable. So the pink lady's jacket you can buy online for like $20. And you literally just wear that, and then leggings, which is, like, my favorite thing in the world to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then do your hair all, like, 50s. So it's easy, and it's cheap, and it's comfortable, which means I'm in for Halloween.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Excuse me, dog.
Oh, man. I'm excited to see that. I can't wait.
It's going to be very exciting.
See, maybe I could do the same thing, but I'm going to go do it Mean Girl style.
Mean Girl style?
Yeah, you could be from Greece, I could be from Mean Girls, because they kind of wear the same thing.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Right?
I just want to talk trash to everybody all day long.
Right? Be like, on Wednesday, we wear pinks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, I mean, we got that going on. That's going to be Halloween. Still have no idea exactly what I'm going to do yet, but I am choosing between Fuckface Donnie. I'm choosing between Roster Ricky and Chef Bradley because, I mean, yeah, when people are going to ask me, what am I? And I can just tell them, oh, well, you know what? I'm Fuckface Donnie. Or, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do Fuckface Donnie because everyone's going to assume I'm Trump. So I'm just going to go ahead and do, I'm probably going to do Roster Ricky and they're going to ask me what I am. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm Roster Ricky from Hijinx TV.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then people will be looking it up.
Exactly. So there we go.
You get cards printed too.
Oh, yeah, we have business cards. I have a bunch. I need to get new ones with updated shit on it, though.
Take him out on him. Ooh, he's humping your back.
Oh, yeah, get it, dog.
We're talking about my dog, not a person. A silent,
does that make it sound better?
We're talking about a silent player of the.
I think it would have sounded a lot better if I was talking about a person.
We're
Yo,
talking
dog, get
about
it.
A dude, don't worry yeah. about it. Or have
no,
little...
he's talking about a dog. A legit dog's hopping in and he's enjoying
there
it.
There may or may not be a gangbang going on here, I'm just saying. We promise to keep all those noises away from the podcast.
I don't promise shit. I might. If I'm going to moan, I'm going to moan.
Just pause it as soon as it gets weird.
You know what? It is getting weird already. We're talking about a dog right now.
Ow.
Ooh, he's frisky.
Ow, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. Bite me more.
This is my actual puppy child, so that's a little weird.
Hey, you know what? I figure if Trump wants to fuck his daughter, you can go ahead and fuck your dog.
Oh, we're in that kind of world today, I guess.
Yes, we're in a Donald Trump kind of world. If you weren't my daughter, I'd date you. Oh, okay, daddy.
That's not weird at all.
It's like
she's going to sleep well in that.
Right? I wonder how long it took before she stopped calling him dad and started calling him Donald.
Yeah, right. She stopped calling him daddy real fast.
If my father looked at me in the eyes and said that, I would not call him dad anymore. I would straight up be like,
would be like, this is awkward. I think you need to go to the doctor because there's something going on. Right?
I'm like, I could not in full conscience call you dad anymore. I'm afraid I'm turning you on.
Yeah. Oh no, he lost the toy.
Oh no.
Oh no.
There you go.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, so, I mean, fun stuff. Oh, we're already fucking 11 minutes in this. Holy shit, look at
Jeez.
That. Damn, see what happens when you start talking?
Are you guys bored?
Oh, I bet this is a lot better than the first one. The first one, I was like, what are we going to talk about?
Can you please stop humping me, please?
Aww.
Please, I love you to
but
pieces.
But look at
you're
that
adorable.
Face.
Ow, and you're hurting me. Okay, here.
Again, gangbang. Don't worry
bite
about
this.
It.
Bite this!
This is what I do every night, by the way. This is what I get so irritated. This is what I do every night.
Exactly.
He bites my hand constantly, and I try and, like, shove whatever I can in his mouth to keep him. Okay. All right. Okay.
I've said that line a time or two. He bites my hand, and then I just instantly
shove
something right in his mouth.
To get him to shut up. Right, ladies? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened.
There's a whole lot of sexual going on, considering it's a gay guy, a straight girl, and a dog.
I tell you what, this is something that you don't want.
It's getting real, guys.
It's getting real. Like, you have no idea how real it's getting. Okay, I love you, but I don't love you that much. We gotta break this up. I'm sorry. We gotta see other people.
Barkley, come here.
Oh. Hey, what's up, dog?
We just got blinded by someone driving by.
Yeah. Ooh. So I listened to this podcast called Citizen Radio. Biting my fat. Ow, how rude. Now I know how a chicken feels.
Ow.
Right?
Dick.
Okay.
Stop it.
So I listened to this podcast called Citizen Radio, and so I'm going to totally plug Allison Kilkenny's Patreon, because you should definitely go check that out. Anyways, it is patreon.com/AllisonKilkenny, and go check them out. Check her out. Oh my God, that's horrible.
I don't know who Allison Kilkenny is.
She is actually a field reporter, or she was a field reporter. She used to work for The Nation and stuff like that. She's been on MSNBC a couple different times too. She's really, really awesome. She's hilarious. I would love to meet her in person, but her and Jamie Kilstein, because Jamie is fucking riot. Anyways, yeah, so if you go there, she has a little side podcast called The Window. Pretty much where her office is set up, like where she does the podcast, she can look right outside the window because she doesn't have blinds put up in her new apartment yet. And so she sees all these people, you know, being in New York, you have a lot of people who walk by, and she just talks about, like, freaking the people who walk by her window.
No
it's
way.
Awesome. It's hilarious. I haven't...
Especially in New York, you probably see some serious characters.
Oh, I know, right? So yeah, shout out to Citizen Radio. That's pretty awesome. I love
that. Watch that. That sounds really interesting.
Oh my god, it's another podcast. You have to go to her Patreon. I think it's $5 a month to, you know, and you get all of her writings and stuff like, and it goes to a good cause. It's supporting, you know, independent media and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm going to start doing that here once I get my finances back in order, and yeah, because
awesome.
It's really cool. Like I'm so proud of her. And Jamie Kilstein too, like he's a comedian, he's a stand-up comedian, he was also in a band, he's super cool, like, and he's hilarious as shit, like, and they're progressives and stuff like that, so they're a little bit more level-headed when it comes to, you know, thinking about
level-headed in politics. That's insane.
Yeah, I know, it's a crazy concept, right?
Who does that these days?
Only political podcast I listen to, and it's absolutely
I'll
phenomenal.
Check that out. That's
yeah, I'll send
out.
You the link.
Yeah.
You can go to wearecitizenradio.com, subscribe to their channel. That's right, shout out. Anyways, so...
That sounds
so I was just thinking about that. You were talking about the car driving by... You were humping my leg again.
I'm sorry, I can't stop.
How dare you. You were talking about that car drove by. I was thinking, like, what if we sat here and just talked about all the people who walked by, like, during the day?
We should do that.
We could definitely
really
do that.
We should do that. Like, commentary.
That hot surfer guy.
We could rate them, too, like, on how much we think they're a hot mess.
Are they hot or not?
Well, hot or not, but that's kind of like, eh. You know, I don't really like to do that, especially living in Newport anyway. We already have, like, such a crazy culture like that, but... We could definitely do, like, hot mess or not.
Oh, hot mess or not. I like that.
As they're going by, they're just, you know, if we're just like, man, that person is, like, struggling in life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if they're just, like, that got things
guy.
All over the place and
oh,
looking
I know.
All pissy and...
God. Yeah, I think it would be really awesome. We should do that one of these weekends.
Yeah.
We'll have Irene come, too.
We'll have a lot of wine, and it'll be hilarious.
Oh, it's
going to
be amazing. That'll be a special, maybe, hour edition. I don't fucking know.
You guys have to sit through the first, like, 30 minutes of, like, maybe not being that funny, and then the second 30 minutes will be hilarious.
Right.
We'll be wasted.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited. Oh, I cannot wait. We got to plan this.
We should totally do that, yeah.
We should do it before the hot weather goes away, because otherwise
we're
not going to get too many people.
Maybe Halloween weekend.
And the best part about this is actually I could bring this wherever. Because I'm not on the internet right now.
Oh,
so I can record wherever, so.
But right here is good because
you
get to see one go by.
Exactly. The only thing I need internet for is for posting it.
Well, that seems like a good plan.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I've never done a podcast before, my first one.
Oh, yeah, so I'm breaking her podcast cherry, if you will.
She is.
This is her very first podcast. It's pretty awesome. For those of you who actually don't know what a podcast is, if this is, like, your first time listening to a podcast because blowing our shit up with check out the podcast, a podcast is pretty much a radio that you can listen to anytime. It is seriously talk radio... that you can listen to anytime, and it's great, and they have so many different podcasts. Seth Rogen has a freaking podcast. No, maybe it's not Seth Rogen. No, what the hell is his name? It's not Seth Rogen. He's a really famous person. I don't know. I don't follow a lot of fucking famous people. Anyways, Joe Rogan has a podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to a couple other podcasts that are mostly wrestling podcasts that are done by Stone Cold Steve Austin and Chris Jericho and Jim Ross, so... I listen to those.
The first podcast I think I ever heard about was that Serial one. You know, like, remember when they did that? It was like Making a Murderer, but it was the podcast version, not the same case. It was called Serial.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about.
Podcast.
I think it was a podcast. Maybe it's something different, but it's like, yeah, because you can order it on iTunes and you listen to it.
Oh, nice.
And each episode is like a different part of the court case.
Mm-hmm.
And people like I think it was when podcasts first started to get popular. People like lost their mind over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept hearing about like, oh, Serial, have you been listening to Serial? And I didn't even know what a podcast was really. So now I'm a part of one.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
That was like 3 years ago though. I'm a late bloomer.
It's all good. Yeah, I didn't listen to my very first podcast until about 2011. And actually, the very first podcast I ever heard of was Citizen Radio.
Oh,
seriously,
nice.
It's like I've been listening to them for years and years. And I've been there when they had sponsors. I've been there when they didn't have sponsors. I was there when they were there when they were had certain episodes where they just talked about vegan stuff and had certain.
That's
episodes.
Love. That's dedication right there.
Yeah.
Just stick through that.
It's totally different now. If you go back like 5 years and listen to them and you listen to them now, I mean they're doing a fantastic job. Now they're just. They talk about like real life things. They talk about things that are going on in politics, and they talk about you know things that the media doesn't cover. And that's why
yeah,
I liked them because
really nice.
I learned something every single time. They talk a lot about racism, talk a lot about sexism and stuff like that. They touch on a lot of different subjects. I guess like this whole episode is just gonna be me plugging Citizen Radio because I love that podcast
yeah,
so much.
Citizen's number one fan right here.
Citizen Radio's number one
live
fan.
Live and in person.
Yeah, I still haven't even gone to a Jamie Kilstein concert or show or anything like that. And they go to LA not all the time, but he goes
really?
To LA a lot, yeah.
Aww.
And I'm just like, oh, man, and they live in New York and stuff, so it's like, oh, fuck, it's not like I can just go up to LA and be like, hey, let's go out
yeah,
for
right.
lunch.
Well, clearly we've got the number one fan of Citizen Radio here today as our special guest.
What are you doing? Okay, you know what, come here. Here, when I hold you, you don't bite and you don't hump. Okay, there
well,
you go.
We'll see how long that lasts.
You ain't going nowhere.
He'll just lick.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and end this right here. So if you have anything you'd like to plug, do you have any books coming out?
Oh gosh. My book tour. Pick it up at kellycrail.com. The book is called Chicken and Waffles. How to Live as a Redhead. That's what it's called.
My Life as a Redhead.
Number one seller. Pick it up. And go on my website, redheads.com. And that's about it. For
today. Oh, but you're not going to plug your new movie you have coming out?
My new movie, Red's the Best. And yeah, I'm doing really well in life. Got a lot going on. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for having me, Blake.
Oh, yeah, anytime. You're more than welcome here on the show anytime.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Hijinks TV podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Hijinks TV. Instagram is actually Hijinks TV _official. You can also go to our website at www.hijinkstv.com. Check out all of our content there. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/hijinkstv and our podcast as well, which is well right here. How do you miss the subscribe button? Click on it. You got this. Until next time, guys. Take care.